Imagine trying to book a flight for a vacation, guys, but your credit cards are maxed out and the account maybe has $15. Does this kind of sound familiar?
We get it because we deal with it every day. But did you know that you're allowed to have fun things and do fun things and be on a budget and pay off debt? Like, you can do all of these things at once if you want.
Mm-hmm. It's not a magic trick. Like, it's all about mastering your money moves.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we're diving into the real stories of our clients and the lessons we're all learning this month together. And you're going to be able to laugh and relate and have takeaways that you can use in your budgeting, in your meetings with your spouse, in your spending or not spending moments today. Hopefully, you're going to really get a lot out of it.
Yeah, so stay tuned because you're going to want to hear these stories from our clients. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
Are y'all ready to turn your financial confusion into clarity?
We're inviting you to join us for the all new live coaching session. So it's going to be a brand new thing, and it's a personal coaching session that's all about you, but we're going to do it behind the scenes. We're not going to record it live, but it's going to air, and we'll be able to help you out, edit anything that we need to edit, and keep stuff anonymous that we need to keep anonymous. But we're really excited because it's going to help you. It's going to help us. And it's a free coaching session, but it's going to be online on air. It's so exciting.
I know. Okay. So go book your spot because it's going to be a chance for you to be able to share your journey. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be able to give you a personalized action plan together. You're going to have both of us coaches at one time during this call. So we cannot wait. Plus, you will be able to enjoy a Starbucks treat from us.
Yeah. We're going to send you to get a cup of coffee on us as a thank you for doing this for mm-hmm. us. And we're really excited. Plus, this is your moment to inspire other people and to be inspired because we're going to love on you. We're going to hopefully give you a lot of ideas and encouragement and no judgment. You know how we are. We don't judge. We don't judge. It's fine. We love you anyway. So this is the place for you to get that support and encouragement.
Yeah. So in the show notes, click the button that says live coaching session, right? So you guys can have, you'll be one step closer to your financial journey and be able to find that peace of mind.
Yes. And your future self is going to thank you. So book it now. All right, Vanessa, let's talk about this. We have several clients during the week and sessions. Now we have, especially Vanessa has a lot. So we message back and forth here and there, but a lot of times we don't really get to talk about some of the lessons that we're actually working with in and out day to day with our clients. So that's what we're doing today. We've done it before. You probably heard it on the podcast, but we think that if our clients are going through it, we know that you're probably going through something similar. Mm-hmm. So it's helpful for us to talk about it on here.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those. If we know that there's one person, there's probably 100 others that have not reached out, have thought the question, but haven't asked or haven't even Googled the question. So this is a chance for you to be able to get this information and apply it to your life.
Yes. Okay. So let's dive in with one client that is new. They're a new client, and you know how we talk about your savings buckets and we talk about the annual bills. You just heard that a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about saving up for all of these big bills that are come due. Well, when you have a lot of them due the first or second.
All at the same time.
The second session of coaching, you haven't been able to necessarily save on the savings bucket. So I thought this was a really simple way to start and tell you the lesson from that is you, when we're starting the savings buckets, when you're setting things up, when you're getting going, what you are, especially in the beginning, if you don't have a lot of time, you're going to have to budget for some of those things within the month mm-hmm. at first, like the first month, if they're month one. And then you're also simultaneously going to, if your budget allows, I know that this is tricky, also start saving for the annual bill. So in this case, these clients had both of their insurance premiums due. They pay them twice a year this month. So we paid those. We put that in the budget. And then we also did their entire list of annual bills, and they're putting $800 in their savings buckets for the annual bills as well. So that by the next 6 months, they will be ready. But you can't do both. You can't expect to have it all funded immediately.
Right. And so I want you all to hear what Shayna said. They didn't wait until February or next month to start funding that savings bucket if their budget allowed, because then they'd be 1 month off. So you want to really try to start the month that it's due, if you can, try to put that in the budget. And if you can't, that's okay. You're still ahead. Even if you start 1 month later, you're still ahead than where you were before. Because this is the first time you've ever been able to save for these annual bills ahead of time. So don't think, I can't do that, so I'm just not going to do it at all.
And a little bit will be better than nothing. Yeah. So even if you can start setting aside some for your savings buckets, that's good. And then you can get better, as we've talked about. You can get better as you go, whatever. It's up to you. And then also, you might be in the position where you can pre-fund your savings buckets. It just depends on where you're at financially. But just know, start funding them. If you have one that's due when you actually start this thing, you're going to have to pay it in the month, and then you're going to fund. Still start setting up those savings buckets for the next one, next time it comes around.
Yeah, and I have a couple clients that they have a lot of annual bills, but unfortunately, their budget did not allow us to start that savings bucket the right way from the beginning. So as those annual bills are coming up, we're paying for it and then adding it to the annual bills bucket, like just one at a time. And then eventually they'll have them all in there. But and that's okay. That is fine. Again, you're still 1 month. You're still better than you were last month or last year doing this. And I know something that we've talked about before, and even I've noticed there are some clients of mine that are getting some bonuses and things for last year. If that is you, if you're getting maybe quarterly bonuses or annual bonuses or something for your work ethic last year or how well the business did, maybe you can use those to fund those savings buckets instead of your monthly budget if you don't have enough wiggle room there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a lovely, sweet client that she's amazing. She was very excited about her new move that she was doing, going through her new job. And so she got to the new apartment and immediately spent all her money, like all the money that we had saved for a down payment on another apartment, all the money we had saved for the move, all the money that was supposed to go even maybe towards debt. So we were just saving it, and then we were going to make a plan for it.
Oh, yeah.
Then she just blew it. Fine. But the hard part about that is, like, she made a decision at the beginning of the month to say, this is what I'm doing. She was in really great headspace, but she got tempted in the moment. Once she was there, she was alone. She didn't know anyone. She's away from family. And in the moment, she just spent all the money. And I think we've all been there. Yeah. We've all been in that moment. But the problem is that now she's robbed from her future self. So she made a plan, derailed from the plan, and now when she actually needs the money, because she did find a permanent solution for her living situation, now she needs about $3,000 for first month's, last month's rent and deposit and all this stuff. She doesn't have it. So that's the situation that we're in, and we're trying to work through that and figure it out. But I just want to maybe tell you guys, listen, we get getting tempted in the moment. Maybe you've had this extra money, or you're trying to pay off debt, but you're like not sure, so you don't want to pay it on payday. We've seen this happen. Oh, I'm just going to wait till the end of the month to pay it all instead of doing it on payday. And then the money is gone because you spend it.
Yeah, there is that principle that the work will expand to the amount of time that you have. That applies to that. But it's also like your spending will extend to the amount that you have. So what we try to teach you is pay it as soon as you get it, so that you now know the amount of money that you have is all you have. You're not going to go spend extra because
there is no more.
Right. There is no more. And like this client, at least she didn't go into debt. But if she hadn't had that money sitting there, she would not have necessarily spent it, right? If she had $200 in her spending account, that's what she's limited to. That's her boundary. Mm-hmm. So you have to help yourself out by creating those boundaries, by paying debt when it's paid. And if it's saving money, putting it somewhere out of sight, putting it so it's non-negotiable. So if you have an emergency fund, it's somewhere that you don't see it, you don't think about it, it's completely out of mind. So it's not, and it's also not easy to get to. So you just got to do that for yourself. Show up for yourself in that way and force yourself to behave.
And I think that's why we love naming the account so much. Like when you have these savings buckets, because you have an emotional attachment to it now. So if you've named it rent for a new apartment, or if you've named it, you know, trip to the Bahamas, if you've named it, I don't know, children's cheer competition, whatever, there is an emotional attachment to it that this is where that money has to go. And if you pull it from there, if you try to steal it and rob it, then you can't pay for that one thing that you were trying to save for.
Yeah. And you don't want to do that to yourself. That's not cute. That's not cool. Or to your kid, apparently. Sorry, we're not going to cheer because I bought a couch or something. No, you don't want to do that. Okay. So let's move on to another client that they thought that they could not automate their, all the things that we teach where you set up the automatic transfers and you have the accounts and all of that, and it's stress-free. Mm-hmm. She was really sure that they weren't going to be able to do that because he gets paid irregularly. She gets paid, but it's not enough to fund everything. So we wouldn't really be able to use her paychecks to do it. So when he gets paid, it's anybody's guess, but it's always every month and he makes good money. It's just, it's like when, but when? Mm-hmm. So what we did is we were able, because they're in a good position, and hear that if you're in a position and that you can do this is great. If you're not, then we have other solutions, but they were in a position where they can get a month ahead, basically, so that there's always that money in the account, no matter when they decide to deposit the next deposit, they're always a month ahead. So they can set up the automatic transfers. And this is bananas for her because she's always, but when, how, where, I'll just spend whenever it seems like I have money. Now she's going to have her big things that she wants to save for monthly. And then she has every 2 weeks, we chose the first and the 15th mm-hmm. because they are on a monthly budget. She gets money for groceries, they get money for gas, and they get spending money. And that's such a game changer for her. But the way to do that is if you have consistent income, you budget on that average minimum, or not minimum, but that average low estimate, and then you pre-fund it, and then you can still set up the same systems that we're talking about and feel really good about it.
I love how you're able to get them 1 month ahead. I think that is a game changer in itself. And we always talk about being like one paycheck ahead, right? Mm-hmm. But because his income, his business, it's very sporadic as when he gets paid, the idea of being 1 month ahead, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, now I don't have to worry about when that money is coming in for January. Whenever it comes in for January, that's just going to pre-fund February.
Yeah.
So it's just so good. I bet they are so thankful.
They are excited. And I will say it's because of them that they're able to get that 1 month ahead. They signed up. They're A-plus amazing clients. And I just remember when we had our free call, they're like, we already told our daughter if she wants a new backpack, she's going to pay for herself. They canceled their vacation that they had planned. Like, they are all in. He stopped. He's always on the road. He's always working and traveling. So he stopped going to gas stations and all of that. Like, they are 100% committed. And when you're that level of committed, there's a lot of things that you can do. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of wiggle room that you can create to hit your goals and to just start to feel like you're not, especially when you have that irregular income. We know that's very stressful. And being able to feel like it's normal and you're like a normal person who can go to the grocery store like when you want to, not when somebody gets paid, that's awesome. And that's like where they're at now.
What I love about it too is you're no longer a victim mm-hmm. in this sporadic payment
right.
schedule. You decided, she sought help. She started coaching. We found, and this is what it's about. It's about getting a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So she got a different perspective. Hey, what if you use that paycheck, not for January, but you use it for February and you budget a month ahead? And that idea probably never came to her before. Mm-hmm. No one ever suggested that. And so now we are taking charge of this sporadic mm-hmm. pay scale. And we're using it in our favor, not feeling victimized to it.
Yep, absolutely. I'm excited to see what they do next. The next thing will be to work on his business and get them that to be systemized and not so sporadic. But that one thing at a time, it's all good.
Yeah, baby steps. Okay, so I have this wonderful couple that I work with. I love them so much. He has his own business and his income. So she stays at home with the three kids. His income is 100% providing for their family. They live a very lavish lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's what they know. It's what his family has done. It's what his siblings do. They're really close with his side of the family. And so it's really easy to keep up with the Joneses or feel like mm-hmm. you have to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
But that's not actually who they are. Mm. So I've been coaching them, I think, since September, October. I love them. They're amazing. But we did some soul searching and to really figure out what you want. What is important to you? Don't worry about what anyone else mm-hmm. is thinking, right? They have a really big house that is literally sucking the life out of their budget. And I really had them sit down and have some hard conversations about, do you want, if you did everything you wanted to this house, would you still want to be in it? What does your future look like? What do you want for your kids? What do you guys want for each other? And the last session they came and said, we're going to sell the house.
Wow.
And by being able to sell the house, they're going to want 100% walk away debt free. And this is even paying off, I think they almost have $100,000 of debt in his business because they were trying to, you know, build it up. And it's amazing. It's doing wonderful now. But at the very beginning, it required some extra money. So they're in debt with that. So they're going to be able to walk away from this debt free. And one of the conversations that I had with him was because his brothers both buy very expensive mm-hmm. things. And he's, listen, I don't know what, I'm assuming they make good money, but I don't know. And I said, look at you. You have a lot of debt, but you guys have a very nice car, very nice house. You guys take a lot of vacations. What if your brothers are in the exact same situation that you're in, but nobody, you guys are so competitive and they were brought up to always be competitive. What if it's going to take you to go out and do something different for them to be like, I don't have to try to live up to everyone else. I can actually walk away from this and feel good knowing that I can step back.
Yeah, I think like I really like the way that you put it about really understanding who you are and what you value. What I'm going to give you my example. I value Tahoes. Okay, so I never had a new car for a really long time. And I think I'm on my third or fourth Tahoe. I think third. And they were always used. And but I'm very serious. I'm like, I don't want a different car. This is what I want it. I want the Z71. I want the BO. And it's not because, I just want to pause. This is not important. It's not because I want to go off-roading. I want when Shayna messes up and has to go off-road or has gotten us lost, I want to know.
It's going to handle it. Yeah.
That I'm not going to get stuck in sand or something. So that's really what I want. Anyway, in a long time, I'd never had a new car. I always had, it was like, fine. It was fine, but it was functional. And so that was the most of the time. But then when it was time to get a new car, at that point, I was like, I really do. This time, I really want a new one. I want a brand new one. I want it to be amazing. And I love it. I love it so much. But it really, truly has nothing to do with what other people are doing or what other people I've had. I know I like them. And this was like the third time that I decided, or the third time I got one that was new. And I grew into that, though. That's the other thing. I grew into it. And now it's a really nice privilege. But I just think knowing what you want, and we have so many reasons why she has the GM version of what I have. We have reasons like why we want it. It's not because our sister, which we are each other's sister, has one, or because other people have one. It's because this is our road trip vehicle. It's because they have the sports. It's because we have so many kids, because we share kids. It's fine.
They can all fit in the car together.
And it's safe and it's high on this crazy highway that we are. Like, it's all of these things. It's what we want. Mm-hmm. It's very important to us. But I think that that really coming into terms of what you want as a human and as a family and as a couple versus what everybody else is doing, because that does have nothing, should have nothing to do. And it's very easy. We see it all the time. It's very easy to try to keep up, but that's not what it's about. That's not going to pay your bills. It's not going to make you 30 years from now proud or happy. Knowing we did what was right for our family, we stayed in alignment with our own values. All that is what's going to make you feel good about decisions like that.
Yeah. And this was a really hard thing for them because he said, there's going to be a lot of questions. They're all going to be talking about us. They're going to say a lot of things. And I'm like, let them.
Yeah.
You can find one generic answer that you guys want to say and be done.
So
and just stick to that. Let the kids know that this is a super fun adventure that you and your family are going on. But like the idea of them telling their parents that they're going to sell their house and they're changing their lifestyle it's really sickening to them. And I feel really bad that they're in this situation. Mm-hmm. But like I told them, I said, what if you're the first one to be able to do this and everyone else follows suit? Because they have felt for so long that they have had to keep up with you, or you felt like you've had to keep up with them, right?
Yeah. I think that is, so I want to go back to the first thing you said, which is if you have a saying that you would say. We were having lunch for your birthday and one of our friends is like autoimmune diet. So she can't eat anything basically. And she's so sweet. She has a standard response. That looks really good. Thank you for offering it, but I'm going to pass, or whatever she's got. And you can tell she has said it over and over. And then we heard her about somebody wanting to take the baby. Well, she's just fussy right now. I would love to take you up on that later or something. Like, she knows what she wants to say. And I was like, you have practiced saying those exact phrases so many times I could tell. And it was obviously very gracious. But what I think with these things is, what is the story you want to tell? Mm-hmm. What do I, and not that you owe anybody any explanation. Right. You can also say, we're just trying something out. You just do whatever. You don't have to. But if you want to, like Vanessa said, inspire or give a little explanation, then you can say, we're just doing our family goal is to do this or whatever. You can have a saying, something that you say to everybody when they say, why are you crazy? Why are you acting crazy? You can say blah, blah, blah. And then you can know that, one, you've thought it out. You're not giving away too much. You're not bending to someone else's thoughts about you, but you're also putting up a line in the sand about what you stand for.
Yeah. I think that's really good. I think the lesson here, and we see it all the time. People are going into debt, going on vacations, they're buying things, going on trips, going out to eat, trying to keep up with the Joneses with sports and different things. Like, it's so easy, and it's not. And the other thing is that they've done this before. They have literally sold houses to get out of debt, and now they're right back to where they were because they've never actually changed their habits. This is why it's different this time, but it is so easy. And so we just challenge you to do something different. If you keep doing, what is it, the definition of insanity? You do the same thing all the time, expecting different results. Do something different, be different, and then see how that serves you.
And the last thing about that, when you said the pit in their stomach about telling their parents, what I want to say is, I want you to imagine how joyful you're going to feel, not weighed down with all this debt. Yeah. Like how light and free you're going to feel. That is what the focus that you need to have. Your parents have nothing to do with your situation. Your brother and sister have no idea. They're not actually relevant in this. But how you're going to feel, how your family's going to feel, yeah. how Vanessa said your family is bonding, your kids are learning, you're learning as a couple. Like that is worth its weight in gold. And that's what you want to look forward to. Okay. I think we beat that dead horse.
I think
okay. So we're going to talk about one of my clients. Obviously, most of our clients have their own business. And that's great. So it doesn't make things even more complicated ever. It's so fine. Yeah. But one of my clients had a client pay up front for 6 months or 8 months or something. And so we discussed how that would play out in her business. And I think that's a good lesson to share here. So when that happens, let's say somebody pays for your services for the next 6 months, you have two options. You can either set aside all of that and then pay yourself what the fee was each month so that you have consistent and steady income, which would be great. That's what you want to do. That's usually what you want to do. And that's an idea. A lot of people, I think Vanessa shared about it recently on a podcast. A lot of people wouldn't necessarily automatically do that, but that's what we would normally recommend is so that you don't use up all that money right now and then have to deliver later and don't get paid for it. Okay. The other option that we had was she had a couple things that she does have a consistent income. So she doesn't necessarily have to do that.
Like extra.
It was above her budget level. Let me put it that way. So her other option was to pre-fund all of her savings buckets for her business and pay off debt with all of that. So we did the math and we said, okay, if you tithe, if you pay for whatever her insurance or whatever it was coming, because we have just not been able to get to that point with her business yet. And then what is left? And you obviously pay yourself your regular paycheck that we've talked about from your business. What's left over? Oh, I'm sorry. Can we pay off a whole debt? Can we pay off a whole debt? And it was such a God thing because last month, this is the client we've been talking about that had the $1,400 insurance bill. How exciting was that? Okay. I know that she hit her knees when all that happened. She was very upset and she was just turning it over to God. And this was such a God thing. It's just the opposite. It's the opposite feeling like you keep being faithful, you keep moving forward. And here he is showing up and she made some really big progress in all of her budgets. So it was really exciting.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love how you are able to show her those different avenues and just different paths and be so that way she can make an educated decision. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times people see extra money and then they don't know what to do with it. Like I had a client, she got on the call and she said, I'm getting this extra money. So I went and opened another account at another bank to have it direct deposited in there. And I was like, no, why? Like,
but why?
Because I don't trust myself with it. I'm like, mm-hmm. I know, but I understand for so long you haven't, but now we're in a pattern where you can. Mm-hmm. So anyways, she's like going literally the next day and closing that account, retransferring her money back into her bills account. But you just do things sporadically because it's what you've always done in the past versus now she can see the numbers. She has somebody to talk about it with and show her if you did this or if you did this is what the outcome is going to be. And she was able to make a really good decision.
Yeah. And I do think that's a good point. That's what coaching or having another perspective is. Isn't not necessarily always coaching, maybe a spouse or something, but to make that decision consciously, not just on a whim. Vanessa said a lot of time, or has said before, a lot of times people just get that payday and they're like, oh, look at all this money I made. I don't worry about the fact that the next 6 months of my life are booked trying to deliver or fulfill whatever they paid for.
Yeah.
But with her, actually, I will give her, she had a whole whiteboard. Like she was in such gratitude for this amazing payment that came into her account that she's, look at all the things I could do about business. And I was like, okay, that's great. Those are great options. But also you have a goal to get that, your personal budget, to get it less so that we can actually make some progress. So I think she ended up deciding, and obviously I helped her to do a mix of both. But I also think it was just really sweet how she had really thought it out and was really grateful for the opportunity. But also the reason she was able to do that is because we had moved to once a month transfers from our business. And that's something we could talk about another time. But we understand that your business is making you stressed. Your business finances are not helping. And so if you can get to the point where you don't have to constantly be on this hamster wheel of, I got paid. Oh my God, let me transfer it to my personal. Oh, hold on. My daughter is telling me not to say, oh my God. Okay. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. So I got paid. Oh my gosh. Let me hurry up and transfer it because I have to pay my bills. Like we want to get you out of that cycle. And so she's out of that cycle. So that's really exciting. When something extra comes in, she can actually make some decisions.
And she has a plan. Yeah, that's so good. Okay, so I have a brand new client that I'm working with. She started in December, so now she's in January. And she, for 2 months, so mind you, for the last December and January budget, all she's been talking about is February. So She can't.
She's so excited.
No. She's a little stressed about February. But she knew that there were so many things coming in February that she couldn't even see December. She couldn't see January because all she was worried about was what was coming. And I kept telling her, like, and I could see it because I knew it was a 6-week budget because we had the way that the pay scales fell. I could see it, but she couldn't. So anyways, we did January's budget and it was awesome. Like, it was just wonderful how everything played out. She had extra money. She could see where everything was going. We had a plan. We had that spending account set up. Like, it was really the month for her to get everything organized. And then we went to make February's budget. And I was like, ta-da. I showed her how much extra she had. Now, mind you, they make really good money. She had a cheer competition bill that was due. It was like $3,400 that normally she'd be begging her husband to go pick up all these side jobs to be able to pay for it, because normally her money would just have been blown during the month. She was able to pay that in cash without her husband working like a dog for this month to be able to pay for it. Plus, she had $700 left over to be able to put towards another debt. And it was just so cool. But, you know, I just kept telling her, like, look at all the progress you made in January. But she couldn't, because she was so worried about what was coming, because she had never trusted herself, because she had never seen it on paper. She's never done a budget the way that we've done a budget. We've never organized it the way that we did it. And then when we finally did it and I showed her, I told her, like, what a blessing it is that you were so worried and God just took care of that. And she was able, I even told her in the session, take a deep breath, take a huge, and she was just laughing and smiling. And she was so excited to be able to see what February is going to provide for her family.
That is so exciting. It's just, it's so nice to be able to help basically bridge the gap between you believing in yourself, us believing in you until you believe in yourself, until you see it for yourself. And that's, that really is what coaching is about. And this is not necessarily a sell coaching, but we believe in you. Hold on. First, I'm just going to say we believe in our budget and we believe in our, and we believe in math. And then also we do believe in you. We believe that you are totally capable and you can do this. And sometimes you have to borrow that belief for a while, like she did, since she couldn't see December. Like you said, she didn't care January. She's like, until I get to February, seeing is believing, but we can believe in you. And then once you'll start to believe in yourself, you'll start to have confidence in yourself. And that is a great gift that we get to have. We can, we're fine. We'll hold your belief for you. We'll just take it. We'll just put it on, put it in a little corner over here. We'll hold it until you're ready to take it back.
I love how you said that, because I think it's true. Like, we tell people we are not emotionally tied to your budget. Okay. So we can see things in a different way and ask questions and have a different perspective. I think the same goes to your emotion and your baggage. Maybe like, we're not tied to
that.
We 100% believe in you every time. We love speaking life over you and pouring into you. So that way we can hold you that belief for a little bit until you get to that point.
Yep. All right. We hope that this very short podcast has been helpful. I hope that you feel not alone. You're probably facing some of the very similar things that our clients are. We hope that something encouraged you, maybe made you laugh, made you get some ideas of what to do. And also, here's what you need to do. What do they need? What's their little action step for today?
Yeah. So just think about when your next payday is, guys. Okay. What can you do to force yourself to hit your goals, whether that's saving money or paying off debt?
Yeah. So we've talked about all of these other clients and how sometimes they've spent the money, or there was several that we said, this is what they did on payday, or this is what they're doing to make their goals have to be hit. So that's what we want you to think about. What is something I'm trying to do in February, in March, whatever? How can I, like, mate? What can I do on payday to force it to happen, to make it so that I can't go back, to make it so that I can be successful with that?
Yeah. And remember, guys, we have our brand new live coaching call that we are offering. It's a way for you to get coaching from us, and it will be pre-recorded. We're going to put it on the podcast. We're so excited. So go in the show notes and click that link to be able to book your free call.
Yeah. And don't forget, you get a free cup of coffee at Starbucks on us if you come on our podcast and we get to know you. It's going to be so much fun. And we're really looking forward to it,
because we know that your story is going to help change somebody else's. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, Sign up for financial coaching now, guys. This is the one-on-one handholding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.